What is going on, everybody? Happy Sunday. Welcome to Big Sky Barbell. I'm walking around here and just got an awesome little workout in and having an amazing day, and hope you have an amazing day as well. And I really blame this day on myself. And I'll explain why here in a second. And we're going to talk about a little bit of blaming, a little victimhood, a little bit of, it's not my fault, the world's out to get me, and this huge epiphany, this huge breakthrough that I had, my wife had, with our oldest daughter, and turning this blame game into this fun game we call taking responsibility. So, if you're new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, I'm a fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness, real estate investor, a husband, a father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so, I've been kind of documenting this, like, you know, behind the scenes a little bit over the last like 2 or 3 weeks. We've been having some teenage drama up in our house, and it all came down to the fact that me and my wife, we took our oldest daughter's privileges away completely. Like, ooh, nothing. You have zero privileges, right? I'm not gonna go into any details, but we took all the privileges away, right? And so what she did is she blamed us for taking her privileges away. And because she blamed us, it gave away her power, and because she had no, she felt like she had no power, she had no hope. Man, it has been crazy. It's been like literally World War III at our house. I say that jokingly, but it has actually not been really fun at all. Up until this week, which I'll tell you the big breakthrough here in a second. But with that being said, it's been crazy. Like, just like pure anarchy to the place of like it's just like mind blowing. And the biggest thing that we realize in this whole process is that when someone is not willing to take responsibility, then they're also not willing to fix the problem. And so, ironically enough, though, by her not taking responsibility and us saying, like, it is your fault completely, we also didn't take any responsibility for how we could actually help her. And so this is the big thing I actually had when I had a breakthrough myself. I realized that what we did as parents, although we thought we were doing the right thing by disciplining her and showing her that, like, hey, like, certain things are not acceptable, not even a little bit, what we ended up doing is we took away so much of her her hope and her belief that, like, she just literally thought that she was never going to get out of this. And so by doing that, she just, like, pushed against us so hard because she had nothing to lose. She literally had everything taken away from her. And so what I realized one day, I was like, whoa, the reason why she's doing this is because she literally has no hope, right? And like, does she actually even understand why we took her stuff away from her? And this was the big breakthrough moment I had. I was like, oh man, I bet she doesn't even realize, like she probably thinks that we want to take all these things away from her. Like, it benefits us. And so this was the breakthrough we had, is we actually sat her down and started to explain to her, like, hey, like, Cove, like, this doesn't benefit us at all. And in fact, it hurts us. It hurts us because, like, our only goal right now is to help you learn this lesson and to help you take responsibility and not run away from your problems and think that you can just, like, they'll just go away without actually facing them, without acknowledging them, without saying like, hey, like, I own this, like, this is my thing. They're not just gonna go away. And so what the big breakthrough was is, like, giving her hope again and helping her understand that, hey, like, number one, like, what benefit does this do us that you don't have these privileges, right? And I was just started to realize that she's like, yeah, I guess it doesn't do you guys any help, right? So now it took her away from this, like, we're against her, to like, huh, maybe they do want to help me, right? And then we started to explain to her, like, hey, here's what we want. We kept on repeating it over and over and over again. But it wasn't until she realized that we weren't against her, that we're actually on the same side of the table, we're on the same team, that she actually, like, that message actually got through to her. She's like, oh, maybe they actually do want to help me. Maybe they do want what's best for me. And then once we got on the same side of the table with her, she started to open up, started to listen to us that, you know, all we wanted her to do was take responsibility. Like, we didn't care that she made the mistakes. We didn't care all the things that she did, but until you're able to take 100% responsibility for it, then you don't have the power to change it, because if it's our fault, then you, like, you can't control us. And so the whole point was, like, we actually didn't take responsibilities away from her. She took them away from herself, right? By how she acted, how she failed to take ownership, how she failed to reconcile it, how her behavior, like, the actions she did didn't allow her to get the things that she wanted back, right? But it wasn't until we had that breakthrough moment that she realized that we were on the same side of the table to her. And then the second piece of it was that we gave her hope, right? It's like, hey, Kobe, like, now we're on the same side of the table. Like, you understand that we are not against you. Well, the second piece of it is that, like, we want to help you, right? And now here's the path, right? Now we gave her a clear path to get out of this hole and saying, here are the things, like, here's what taking responsibility means. So, like, maybe, like me and my wife are like, we know what responsibility means, but, like, does she? Right. And so now we, and then we laid it out really clear. Like, here's what taking responsibility means. Here's what taking ownership means. Here's what reconciliation means. Here's the core values that you embody in order for you to get these things back. And all of a sudden, when she had the blueprint and she realized that, hey, I can do this. Actually, I've done these things before in the past. All of a sudden, her attitude switched. Boom. Now I'm on the same side of the table with her. Right. Now she's like excited and she's motivated to get these things back. And now it's not like she's against us, but now we're all on the same team. Right. And so the big thing was that when she was blaming us for her problems, she literally had no control, right? And when we were blaming her because she wasn't listening to us, we were out of control as well as parents. And as soon as we realized that, like, hey, we're going to take responsibility for this, like, I'm going to find a solution, right? And when she did the same thing, I'm going to find a solution, guess what? Now we actually found something that worked together, and now we're actually on the same team, and we're moving in the right direction, and we're both happy. And so the reason I tell you this story is because I hear this so much in the when it comes to people losing weight. There's always something to blame, right? There's always a boss. There's always my kids. There's always time. There's always my hormones, my thyroid, my situation. I have some sort of internal illness or disease or something bad's happened to me. Somebody died. Someone got sick. And mind you, I empathize with you. I understand, like, things do happen. Life is hard. I'm not saying that those things are not part of the equation. What I am saying, though, is that if you use those things as the things that are holding you back from you losing what you want to lose, from changing life that you want to live, from holding you back from experiencing what it feels like to be happy, to be healthy, to be confident in yourself, then you are doing those things a disservice, right? Those things are actually not holding you back. You are holding yourself back because you are playing victim. You are saying that all these external circumstances that you don't, but by the way, you do not have control of, right? You don't control those things. You're saying those are the things holding you back. When you do that, you give away your power. You give away your power to actually make the change. But while you don't have the power to control what happens to you, what you do have control over, the one thing you have control over is your opinion and your judgment about those things. And so my daughter was actually over with her great-grandma's yesterday, or excuse me, 2 days ago, and her great-grandma is 93 years old, and she lived through the Holocaust, right? And so she was actually telling her stories about Holocaust survivors and how the difference between them and people who didn't survive the Holocaust was one thing, right? And the people who survived, they got everything taken away from them, just like the people who died did. They were stripped. They were starved. They were tortured like everybody else, women, men alike, strong people, weak people, all the same. But the one difference between the people who survived versus those who didn't was this up here, was their hope. Was the hope and the belief that, you know what, they were going to make it. And they sold themselves every day that they were going to make it, and they saw the future, and they saw the vision, and they just believed that they were going to do it. And they just kept on moving forward and had this hope these fantasies and the dreams that they were actually going to make, and that's what kept them alive. That's what kept them moving in the right direction. And so the moment you give up hope, the moment you give up and you blame the world and you say, hey, like, I don't have control, is when you give up. And those people, they got everything taken from them besides one thing. You can't take this thing from anybody. You watching this, you can't take it from me, you can't take it from your mama, you can't take it from your papa, you can't take it from anybody. And that's your choice. Your choice to decide your attitude every single day. And so that's what you have today. You have the choice. You have the choice to continue to play victim, continue to say the world's out to get me. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. I don't have the resources. I'm not smart enough. I'm not happy enough. My body's not built for this. It can't lose weight. It can't do this. It can't do that. Like, you have that, you have that choice to make that decision every single day, to tell yourself that story. And that's what most people do. Or today, what you can do is you can draw this line in the sand today. Right on the other side of that line is your choice to take 100% responsibility for where you're at, to take the action to do whatever it takes in order for you to live the life of your dreams. So quit just existing and start living, and to start having fun and take back control over what is yours. And that is your right to pursue happiness, right? To pursue the good life, to live a life of that you feel good about, okay? And so that's your choice today. You can continue to be on the victim side and blame circumstance, blame money, blame resources, or you can be on the other side and say, I'm resourceful. I will figure this out. I will do whatever it takes. I always figure it out, okay? That can be you. And as soon as you make that mindset, boom, shift, that's what it is. That's what life's about. All of a sudden, you start to see evidence of how you make it happen. Don't worry about the how. Don't worry about how am I going to make it happen. Don't worry about the how. Just make the commitment that you're going to figure it out. You're going to take back control. And once you do that, the how becomes really easy. All of a sudden, you look for it, you see it. It becomes really, really like apparent on what you need to do. So that's the message for you today is if you're playing the blame game, stop. It's not like that game's not going to serve you. And you inherently, you know that. And so the game you do want to play is saying that you're responsible for everything that happens in your life. Okay. And most importantly, you're responsible for how you think. You're responsible for the words you say and you're responsible for your actions. Outside of that, don't worry about it. Just continue to control those three things day in and day out. And I assure you, you always get what you want. So hopefully that message really resonated with you. If it did, please like, comment, share, all the good stuff. And if you want to take back control of your life, I'm dropping this 42-day belly fat blasting guide down below. Get it. It's 100% free. Take your health back in your hands. Take advantage of it while it's still going on. Happy Sunday. My name is Logan Manzanares, and I am out. Bye.